Daddy, we need to talk.
Yes, Daddy, right now. It's important.
You know what you did, Daddy. Don't pretend like you don't know what happened.
Yeah. Remember what we talked about, Daddy? That I was supposed to get that final spot at the cheerleading squad?
No, you gave it to that dumb blonde bitch instead, and I don't even know her.
No, she didn't perform better than I did. She's not as flexible as I am. She's not as athletic as I am. And she's horrible. Like, her moves are so uncoordinated. I have better rhythm than she does.
You know it, Daddy. You know how many years I've been training for this? I've been working my butt off just to make sure I look really pretty in those cheerleading outfits.
So why did you give it to her instead?
No, I don't believe you, Daddy.
No, I think you're being dishonest.
Daddy, you're lying to me. It really hurts, you know. Didn't you promise me that you'd never ever lie to me again?
No, I know what really happened, Daddy.
Do you really think I wouldn't know?
You're really going to pretend, huh?
Fine. You see that, Daddy? Up in the corner?
Yeah, that's a CCTV camera, Dad.
Mm-hmm, and it's working 24/7.
Yes, I had it installed the last time you lied to me, Daddy.
Well, I guess that's what happens when you're just really, really, really connected with the school higher-ups. So, you can complain all you want, Daddy, but eventually the school listened to me and had a CCTV installed up there. And guess what, Daddy? Guess what I saw?
Exactly, Daddy. You were fucking that dumb blonde bitch, weren't you? You fucked her so that you could give her the title, the position, that last slot that was meant for your good girl. You just couldn't keep it in your pants, did you, Daddy?
I'm disappointed. I thought I was your only good girl, Daddy.
Now I find out that you've been fucking a whore?
Do you want me to report this to the board, Daddy? 'Cause I totally can. You know how much I have the dean wrapped around my fingers, Daddy. 'Cause that dumb blonde bitch could use her sex appeal just to get your favor. But two could play at that game. But you already knew that, did you? No, unfortunately, you had to have your dick start talking instead. I'm really hurt, Daddy. Like, I'm your daughter. You should be rooting for me. You know I've been doing everything I can just to make sure I look really pretty in my outfit. And you've even been to those practices, right, Daddy? You've even coached me during those times. And you know just how good I am. You know just how flexible I am. You know how athletic I am. How much I could take, right, Daddy? how pretty I'd look when I'm wearing that really short cheerleading uniform with a tiny slit at the thighs, as if I needed even more skin to be revealed. You know how pretty I'd look, Daddy, wearing that really tight little shirt. My tits stretching out the fabric. I'd look way better than the dumb blonde whore. Right, Daddy? Maybe I should just show you again. Maybe I should just remind you again, Daddy, that I'm the better cheerleader. And that I'm your best fuck still. Oh, don't resist, Daddy. Don't be scared. Because you know what I would do if you resist. You always told me, Daddy, that sometimes you need to learn how to just sit down and take punishment so that you could learn a lesson. And that's exactly what I'm going to do to you today, Daddy. I need to teach Daddy a lesson. Don't act so surprised. Don't act like you don't want it. Because while I'm gliding my way down on my knees, I could just tell how fucking hard you are, Daddy. You want to be taught a lesson, don't you, Daddy? Because you know that if you say no, Daddy, you know that I'll be telling Mom about it. That you're fucking not just some strange, dumb idiot at school, but that you're fucking me too. But even if I blackmail you, Daddy, that's not the real reason why you're so fucking hard right now. The real reason is that you just want me to fuck you. Right, Daddy? You want your good girl's mouth all over that big cock of yours? Make a pretty little mess out of myself, Good, Daddy. You're so hard, Daddy. You're even harder than I've ever seen you. And when Daddy's hard, Daddy's really big. You love that, don't you, Daddy? You love it when I turn evil. You love it when I do everything I can just to get anything I want. But right now, Daddy, the only thing I want is your big cock down my mouth and my throat. Don't I look pretty like this, Daddy? I'm making a complete mess all over your cock. Oh, Of course. I know I'm the best daddy. My daddy deserves only the best blowjobs. That's why you go for me instead of mommy. You can't get enough of my blowjobs, can you, daddy? Tell me I'm better, daddy. Tell me I'm better than that dumb blonde. Tell me I'm your best little cheerleader, fuck. I bet that slut couldn't even handle your cock, daddy. Only someone with a premium mouth like mine can make you feel really good. And because you only deserve the best, daddy. You know you only deserve the best girl for that last cheerleading squad spot. Right, daddy? Of course I'm right. Now, I should tell you, daddy. I can tell you're really close. I love it when your cock throbs like this, daddy. Usually, I would jump on your cock right now and fuck myself silly. But, I won't finish you off until you do this one last thing for me, daddy. I want you to make it final. No way for that bitch to change your mind. Get that roster list on your desk, daddy. I want you to cross out her name and write mine instead. No. It's up to you to come up with your own reasoning for that change, but I don't care. If you want me to finish you off, and if you want me to ever fuck you again, daddy, you do what I tell you to. I'm going to edge you here for as long as I should. For as long as it takes for you to write my name instead of hers. So even if you're on the verge of coming, daddy? I'm just gonna stop right there and not do anything about it. How does it feel, daddy? And to be so close to something that you want and just have it slip away. You sign it, daddy. Don't forget to sign it. I'm slowing down until I see that piece of paper properly signed. Good, daddy. Now, I need to get on top of you. I can't wait anymore, daddy. I know you'd see the light. All you need to do, all you need to have is just my perfect little holes, and you see, you see what's best for you again. Right, Eddie? I'm gonna plunge your big cock deep inside my tight and wet little cheerleader pussy. Oh, Daddy. Your cock just feels so fucking good. My pussy feels tighter, doesn't it? That's because that dumb blonde fucks with other guys. Other little boys. Who use her fucking whore cunt. And so she's all stretched out. But you, Daddy, you know I preserve my premium pussy just for you. Only you and some other guys, but that's not the point. You're still the one and only man who can come deep inside me. No one else, Daddy. Oh, and your cock still feels the best, Daddy. Will you say, Daddy? Will you come deep inside me? Will you come deep inside your good little perfect girl, Daddy? Your best little cheerleader? Come inside me, Daddy. Empty your big heavy balls inside me, please. 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 Shucks, Daddy. That was really fucking hot. Do you see now, Daddy? Do you understand why I should have that last spot? And I want it fair and square, right? I told you I was more flexible than her. I told you I could take more than her. Well, I'm glad you see things my way now, Daddy. You should catch your breath for a bit. But I want to make sure that you don't regret putting me in that spot, Daddy. So later, maybe? Maybe we should, really test out how flexible I am later, huh? I thought you'd love that idea. Well, I'll see you after class then, Daddy. You're the best.